This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Ruthie Polinsky, thank you so much. Great morning. Really had a lot of fun.
Always great with you, Molly.
In. God bless you. And we want to thank everyone for, we have to remind everyone we're broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we appreciate them, and thanks to Matt Anaya for getting us twitching away. Appreciate that. And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all for listening. That means a lot too. Thanks to our executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes.
And to that new network we're coming to, we're not coming to F around. And since it's the last show, I'm gonna say it, we're not coming to F around. We kicking ass. We taking names, and we taking over, okay? I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys, but hey, all right? Let me see that number one sign for the number one show ever on TV. And we come over to take over that next network, too.
It was not bleeped out on live TV, by the way.
No! Check went blue. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that glorious moment.
This has just been a magnificent ride. And as Shaq said, we ain't coming around.
Double down.
I think I was more surprised that Kenny went blue. Because, I mean, Shaq, I got no problem with him going blue on that last show. I think I was more surprised that Kenny went blue than even that Charles didn't, which I thought was a surprise after the other two went blue. But what do I know?
There it is.
Marshall Harris, he's right here. There he is.
What up? What up? Happy Monday.
Glorious Monday. The weather has turned. And Layla Rahimi, Layla, it's a glorious Monday.
Good morning. In the words of Brad Biggs, morning gang. What's going on?
You know, morning, boys.
Molly, what I appreciated about Kenny is that, you know, when you don't use foul language all the time, it hits harder.
That's
the point.
That's
why people are like, oh, you don't really curse much. I was like, I have used foul language before. I pick my spots.
Yeah. I have no problem using foul language. Just I can't do it in this venue.
FCC says no.
Well, I know, but also
hell and damn, I
you know
use
we
here.
Did some goofy podcasts where they wanted us, they were testing out some stuff, and they wanted us to go blue. And I was working with David, and he couldn't go blue,
no.
And I frankly couldn't go blue.
No,
so the two of us, I think there may have been. We may have dropped a damn about something, but it just didn't work.
Was it like Molly and Haw, but with cussing?
It was like behind the scenes or something. I don't know what the idea was, but they didn't pick it up and it didn't work.
I recently learned from listening to a show, and I say recently, within the last few months, I recently learned, you guys were talking about it on the Molly and Haw show, that David's not a curse word guy. Like, he just doesn't use them, doesn't need them, whatever. I was so mortified when I heard that, because I'm not like a cursor, but like there are times where I use certain words to emphasize my points. And obviously David and I spend these days a lot of time together. And I was literally, I almost was brought to tears. I was like, he doesn't curse and I am a sailor. And I felt horrible. And then I went and told him, he's like, really, that's ridiculous. But that's anyways. So
funny. I did not know that, but I also, I guess, have picked up on it. But you just, sometimes you just don't. No, I do the same thing. I've sworn in front of David a million times.
I know, but it's like, there's something about presenting yourself publicly that would prevent, I would be worried I was going to get my mouth washed out.
Not in 2025, baby. Have you heard these other people talking?
I've had my mouth washed out internet. With soap when I was younger.
The kids.
It's hard for me to break that habit publicly.
Yeah, the kids are looking at the economy and whatnot and be like, F this.
They're not drinking, but they're cursing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't blame them for any of it, frankly.
Yeah, drinking costs money. So, yes, yeah. I understand it.
And requires social interaction a lot of times.
Yeah. Everybody's not on board.
Correct. We should probably tell you what's on the show. We're going to talk a lot of Cubs. There's a lot of aspects to this past series against the Reds that I think are pretty valid, whether it's people trying to make their case for hitting more regularly in a lineup, which I think we know who I'm talking about, Jameson Taillon as well. We're going to get into some of the details of how he's been so incredibly valuable for the team. And also the bullpen, not just the aspect of how good they've been, but even how everyone was used on Saturday. Jamal Collier is with us at 11. He covers basketball for ESPN and the Bulls, of course, former Tribune writer. We will talk about the Bears Stadium, the most recent notes on that. Halftime is at 11:45. 5 on it. We got a lot of questions. Some of them are definitely dwelling in the past a bit, but there's a reason. Kayla Charkey went one-on-one with DJ Moore and Roma Dunze at their football camp, and I thought there was a lot of good stuff there. Lance Brodzowski of Marquee Sports Network, who's fantastic, joins us at 1 o'clock.
All right, guys. Have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.